This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
One of the things we've been hearing a lot about recently is foreign influence in the federal election. Russia, China, U.S. anti-oil groups, maybe they're all active. I mean, the Chinese government-related groups, as well as some U.S. environmental groups, have already boasted publicly that they've influenced the election of specific politicians. Well, we'll see what happens this year, but there is one group of foreigners who are definitely going to influence the election. In case you missed it, last year, the government's Election Modernization Act changed the law allowing Canadians who live in other countries to vote no matter how long they've been out of the country. See, previously, there was a five-year limit, but now Canadians who've lived out of the country for 10, 20, 30 years, haven't paid taxes in Canada for decades, are allowed to vote. I have a brother who moved to Australia 32 years ago. Of course, he doesn't pay taxes here. He pays in Australia. He laughed when I asked him if the Trudeau government, the Harper government, or the Chrétien government before them had done anything that impacts him. I'll be polite and say some of his answer and say no. I mean, not a surprise. Think of the biggest issues of the last few years. Federal deficits, the mortgage stress test, the change to child benefits, the small business tax changes, federal government's purchase of the Kinder Morgan pipeline, legalization of marijuana, the Northern BC tanker ban. I mean, none of these decisions impacts people who, like my brother, have lived out of the country for years. No, I have read the pros and cons of allowing people who've not lived in Canada for decades to vote, including the arguments based on the Charter of Rights, which basically says a Canadian living abroad has the same rights as those living in Canada. Hence, they should be able to vote. But you know what? I'm still not convinced. In fact, I think it shows an underlying disrespect for people who live, work, volunteer in our communities, pay taxes in Canada by painting a false equivalence with people who haven't been here in decades. Now, I agree with Justice George Strathy of the Ontario Court of Appeal when he states, permitting all non-resident citizens to vote would allow them to participate in making laws that affect Canadian residents on a daily basis, but have little to no practical consequence for their own daily lives, which he goes on to say, breaks the social contract. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.